Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The Alamo Colleges is rolling out a new tuition program that could save students money and speed them through the community college system faster. That's if they're able to meet the requirements of this plan. We're joined by Bruce Leslie, the chancellor for the Alamo Colleges. And Chancellor, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Phone lines are open. If you've got a question or comment for Chancellor Leslie, we want to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980. Email questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org and tweet us at @tprsource. So Chancellor Leslie, tell me about this innovative strategy that you have.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you've invited us to talk about it because we are trying to get the word out. There's a lot of pressure on us not to increase tuition, not to increase local taxes, and of course the state continues to cut its share of community college and all education funding. So we're constantly looking for ways to pull more money out of our existing resources, redirect those funds. So over the last, I'd say 10 years, we've done a number of things that have really dramatically shifted the way we allocate our resources, so we focus totally on student success. So we've had huge increases, 225% increase in student degree awards. So typically, tuition strategy is just about money, but we took a very different approach. Given our approach to student success, we started thinking about it. How do we use tuition as an incentive for students to complete and do it sooner? What students don't always understand, and what the public doesn't always understand, is that when students take longer to complete, the state is, and the local taxpayers, and the students themselves are subsidizing that because they're paying a portion of each course. So the student doesn't pay the full cost of that course. His or her tuition is only a portion of that. Local taxpayers pay part of it, and the state pays part of it. That's the public component. So when a student takes a course that doesn't ultimately result in their completing their certificate or degree, they've lost that, they've wasted that. And then the taxpayers, everybody else has lost it. Biggest problem we have in higher ed today is because students often take so long to finish, they never finish. So in Bexar County alone, we have over 300,000 people with some college and no degree. So what's happening? They're underemployed because they're not going to get the level of employment that they could have should they earn that degree or certificate. They're earning less wages than their potential. And of course, employers aren't getting the benefit of people who have those now documented skills, so they're not hiring them, filling vacant jobs that they need. So there's a ripple effect all the way through the community when you have that many people with some college but no degree. Increasingly, employers want not just a degree, but certifications within the degree that students can do certain things, right? Whether it's software or manufacturing or other kinds of expertise. So we took a different strategy here. Rather than saying, let's increase tuition because we need more money, we said, how do we get more students through? And if we do that, there's actually an incentive for us under the state funding policy. It's called the Performance Funding Plan. It's only 10% of our budget, but it's still an important portion. So we'll actually get more revenue down the line from the state if we graduate more students, right? So time is a factor. How do we reduce the time it takes? Most of our students are part-time, take 6 hours a semester, 12 hours in a year, maybe don't take any summer. What happens? After about a year, you drop out, never come back. Secondarily, we've got this thing called summer melt. Students traditionally take summer off, but so many times they don't come back. Right? Well, I got busy with life, you know, I just couldn't come back. So we're trying to take care of two things. One, expedite the time to completion because you will be more likely to complete. And secondarily, eliminate the summer melt. So the strategy we took is let's encourage students to take more hours. If they do, we'll give them a free summer course or two free summer courses, depending on the hours. In that way, the student actually gets a reduction in their tuition. If they don't do it, there's actually an increase in tuition, but that's, of course, the incentive. You want to obviate the increase, take the summer courses, you're going to finish sooner. One more factor. Coordinating Board has indicated that for a community college student who takes more than the 2 years to graduate, for every year there's a $15,000 cost. All right, lost wages, additional tuition costs, additional, you know, books and materials and everything else. For a four-year student, it's $30,000 a year. So if you're taking 6 hours a semester, you can't finish in less than 5 years. That's 3 years of $15,000. That's $45,000 you're losing. So indirectly, we're saving you $45,000 by helping you finish in 2 years. That's the model.
So you're saying that you have students that are taking a couple of classes every semester, 6 hours,
yep.
3 hours is class. And then so it takes them so long to get through the two-year program, and it's costing taxpayers, and it would be so much better if they just took more classes. And I'm sure if you talk to that student, he'd say, why didn't I think of that? Of course, you know, this student, they would take more hours if they could take more hours. I remember when I was a student at SAC, and one of the great best classes I ever took, great institution, a real asset for our city. I did as much as I could while I could, because I was on my own and I was struggling. And right. And if I could have taken more classes, I would have.
Right. So how do we deal with that? Good point. So this is where our advising program comes in. We now have totally revamped our advising program. Every student has a personal advisor. They are to work with that advisor to help them find the right balance. You may not be able to take more courses every semester. You may not be able to finish in 2 years. But if we can get you to take one more class or maybe two more classes in a semester, that gives you one free summer course. Now you're ahead of the game. You're going to finish sooner. It's going to cost you less. A lot of students don't realize that they could, in fact, afford, from a time perspective, to take one more or two more courses in the year, or take summer classes. If a student would take the two summer sessions, that's actually four courses. You're saving a whole lot of money. And you still have the same imperatives. If you're working, you have family, and that's the majority of our students. So the issue here is working with students to help them understand, yeah, actually I could take one more class. I mean, we have students all the time that we meet, that we work with, who are not only have family and jobs, but they're volunteering in the community, they're doing other things, and they're taking more than 6 hours. So we know it's possible, but we also want to balance it so students don't take more than they can handle, and then drop the class, and now we're no further ahead than they were before.
So I understand that some of this inspiration came from these private colleges that people that have popped up around town, around the country, and you're realizing that they're doing so much more in regards to student services, customer service, and you're stealing playbooks from them, guys?
That's one aspect. That wasn't the whole thing, but we had some good conversation with the board, in fact, that particularly with the closing of CareerPoint and ITT, the question, of course, is, well, why are students going to them much more expensive than coming to the Alamo colleges? And the answer is, whether it's true or not, but they're told you can finish faster, you can get into employment quicker if you come to this college than going to the traditional public college, right? We don't think that's true, but that's what they've been sold. So we recognize that if we can help those students understand that coming to the Alamo colleges, we can, in fact, get you into employment faster by getting you into a program that will accomplish that. And it may not be necessary a two-year degree. It could be a one-year certificate or even shorter, because we offer certificates for a month training or 2 months training as well.
So you can be a certificate for C++ or Java programming and things like that.
Nurse's aide, a whole variety of areas.
So you can go down to Rackspace or someplace and get a job.
And we do that kind of training all the time. But a lot of people just don't understand that's there. So that was one aspect of it.
Okay, so we're going to continue this conversation. We've got to take a quick break. We're talking with Bruce Leslie, and he's the chancellor for Alamo Colleges, talking about their new tuition program. They say it's going to help save students money and speed them through the community college system faster. That's if they're able to meet these requirements. We'll see if these requirements are actually realistic when we come back. We want to hear from the community. Give us a call, 210-614-8980. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The Alamo Colleges is adopting a new tuition strategy. Students who take a full load, like 12 hours a semester, will be able to pay more for classes, but then they can get summer classes free. It's an overall savings that they can meet if they can meet these requirements. We're joined by Chancellor Bruce Leslie to explain this and other issues that are happening at the Alamo Colleges. Our phone lines are open. The number is 210-614-8980. And Chancellor, you wanted to elaborate. You wanted to go further with that point.
Yeah, I appreciated your question about the for-profits and the way that they have sold, you know, their program. And a lot of students have been, it has appealed to them to be able to say, well, I could go in and do this in a year or less and be able to then get right into employment, because that's what people ultimately want. We can do that too. We probably haven't done as good enough job as they have to market that side. But we
have more parking.
Well, we've added a lot of parking, particularly at SAC. We've got a parking garage now. So we've made that, you know, that's a real issue. Infrastructure is critical. But point is that we also know that a lot of our students are financially on the margin. Every dollar counts. So we're also building additional financial aid support systems. Our foundation is going to be increasing its fundraising. We've had an increase in our capital funding now by 250% in the last few years. So the foundation board has been very active here. We're also working with the United Way, a number of agencies that can be available to help students that have issues. We have students who are homeless. We have students who are living in their cars in the parking lot over at San Antonio College. We've made a separate place for them to be able to park so that they're safe and protected over by our police station. But we don't want that. We want them to be able to have a good bed. We have students that need food, students who need clothing, students who need housing. So we're working with the Housing Authority to provide vouchers for students. So we're doing a number of other things that will obviate those life issues that get in the way, whether you're taking 6 hours or 12 hours or more. Life issues are the biggest problem that many of our students have. Today, a lot of our students are under Pell funding, federal financial aid. That helps enormously. But if they take too long, they will lose that funding. And if they want to go on for a baccalaureate, they'll never be able to finish. So there are other issues here that we're working on as well.
We're going to go to the phone lines, and our number is 210-614-8980 if you want to join in. And we've got a question for Chancellor. He'd love to hear it. And Ann is on the line. Hi, Ann. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air with Bruce Leslie, the Chancellor of Alamo Colleges.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I don't really have a question. It's more of a comment. I actually was a student at SAC, and I actually took quite a bit longer than was absolutely necessary. However, most students at SAC don't even understand what the possibilities in their life are. And because I was able to take a variety of courses, I was able to understand the world from completely different perspectives. And, you know, a lot of my classes were arts-related. And later in my life, as I've come into the business world, having all those different perspectives has made me excel far beyond a lot of the people that I work with who went to school strictly for business or in order to just obtain some certificate in order to get a job or get paid better. And by making this such an efficient process, as if students are some gadgets on an assembly line to be put together all in the same exact way, you are eliminating those opportunities for students. And that is specifically what community college used to be about, is understanding, is college even for you? Or what do you want to study, and exploring those things and trying to understand things a little better.
Okay,
so I'm pretty frustrated by this idea, because he speaks to the bottom line, which is what people care about. The very business way to behave is talk about the numbers. But even I feel that they're far inflated as to how much they're saving, because I accelerated in the business world very quickly because of my very well-rounded education.
And I hear you. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I appreciate you calling in with all that. So she's saying that she went on a life journey and exploration and was able to come out of her experience at the Alamo Colleges as someone who was very well-rounded and was able to put that to use. Didn't go through a streamlined program, but she got a lot out of it.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And that's still possible. But we have a lot of students who can't afford to do that. Their job is about getting a job or getting a better job or keeping their job and maintaining their family income. That, for them, is critical to be able to move quickly through. For those students who have the resources and the means, there's no issue about taking more courses. You can do that. What we're trying to do, though, is give you better information about what the impact will be. So in other words, if you say, look, I know I don't have to take a particular course for this program, or this course won't transfer to the university I want to go to, that's all fine. Take it. Just know that it won't transfer. Just know that it's not going to have a direct impact on your degree or certificate. But if you want to take that course, by all means, take it. We're just trying to give you better information. But for those students who don't have the means or the wherewithal or the time to wander around, we're saying we're going to give you a very deliberate pathway towards getting your degree so you can get out and get into the workplace.
Are you concerned about some of these, I call them lifers at the community college? They just never seem to go anywhere. They just, they're semester after semester, and they just, that just kind of settled into that.
Yeah. You know, we struggle with that over the years. The good side of that is they like where they are. They're really comfortable at our college. They want to stay there. In fact, one of the things that we've been working on, several of us for some years now, is the authority to offer a baccalaureate degree, so that those students who want to stay and finish the baccalaureate at the Alamo colleges, in this case, can do so. There are three community colleges in Texas that have that authority now, and they're doing very, very well. It would not be programs that would compete with our local universities. These would be applied degrees, so it wouldn't be for every student. So we're working on that. But yeah, we're concerned about it. The state's concerned about it. The state has put very specific strictures now on how many hours can be in a degree. We have to generally 60 hours. When I came to Alamo, it was about 75 was the typical degree. Today, it's 60 now, but that was state mandated. There are other mandates. Pell money, as I told you, can be lost. I used to say to legislators, you know, give some credit to those students who may take 10 years to finish. Give them a star for persistence. And I still believe that, because we have a lot of adults who can only take, again, a few courses a semester. But on the other hand, we also realize now with the data that they're being hurt.
So sometimes you got to put the spurs to them.
Well, sometimes we got to work with them to make sure they know what the pathway is. Okay. That's part of the problem, too. Students just didn't have the information.
All right, here's another caller, Joe. Hey, Joe, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to thank the Alamo colleges, because I attended Lakeview Community College when it first started. I was a retired veteran. I went back to school after 30 years, you know, about being out of high school, so it was really challenging. I used my VA benefits to go back to school. I did 2 years there at Lakeview before I transferred to Incarnate Word. It was probably the best thing I've ever done. The environment that I liked the most was because there were small classes, one-on-one with the professors, so it helped me get through, you know, through college, especially being out of high school for so long. Now, my question is, what are we doing for the veterans? You know, are there any other programs helping them get through? I mean,
all right, Joe. Thanks.
Like I said, myself, I am a veteran, so I did use the you know, my benefits, and that's what I want to ask.
Yeah. All right, Joe, thank you. Sounds like a success story there.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a veteran, too. I was a Navy vet, and I used the GI Bill when I went back to university after I got out many, many years ago. So we're very sensitive. And, of course, we have, I think, the largest number of veterans of any community college in the state of Texas. And, of course, we call ourselves Military City. So the veterans are hugely important to us. And there's two parts to this. One is, part of this strategy for tuition is also in response to requirements from the Department of Veterans Affairs. They have certain stipulations that all colleges must abide by, and it was creating a separate system for veteran students compared to our regular students. This new strategy eliminates that differentiation. So from a technical, financial point of view, we've now equalized the playing field. Secondarily, we have veterans programs at every one of our colleges. Northeast Lakeview, as well as the other four Alamo colleges, have very, very good veterans staff, very good veterans programs. Senator Menendez, at the end of the last legislative session, was able to bring us some funding that will we're just starting to build it now, a brand new veterans center at San Antonio College. St. Philip's College has a new intake center for all veterans in the region. That is being constructed as we speak right now. So we're doing a number of things, both programmatically and then from a service perspective, to help our veterans.
Not being able to help the veterans after they come out of, you know, the service and trying to continue their education, that's a lost opportunity for them and for society.
Sorry. Well, and we have here in Texas the Hensel-Hazelwood Act, which gives not only the veteran tuition waivers for courses, but also their members of their family. And So there's a lot of opportunity here in Texas.
Real quick call. Trey, we're short on time, but Trey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a product of San Antonio College and UTSA, the 2+2 program. And one thing I noticed when I went there in the 90s is that if a student was pegged for remedial classes, that they had to take sometimes 9 to 12 hours of math remedial classes and 12 hours of English remedial classes. And that was a huge burden for many students, and I had to take some of those too. And I know that those took a lot of time.
Okay, Trey, we're going to...
If that has been...
It's been changed. We don't do that anymore.
Go ahead and elaborate.
Yeah,
we've got about
a minute. We've cut that. And nationally, we've all come to realize that that was too much of a burden. Students never got through developmental education, never got into real college. They just drop out. It was just too much. So we've reduced that. We still have programs that students may need to take, but they're shorter, they're more comprehensive, and there are fewer of them. We also have a program that's called IBEST, which is a combination of developmental program with the actual program the student is studying in, and it's combined so the students are getting both at the same time. We've actually won national awards for that program.
All right, so when does this new tuition program go into effect?
It starts this spring, so we are now in the process of making it available. So every student is eligible for it, whether they're students here in Bexar County or the other seven counties that we serve. They're all eligible for it.
So much to talk about. We didn't get to half of the topics. Maybe we'll have
you back.
Bring you back sometime. Yeah. Bruce Leslie is the chancellor for Alamo College. It was great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.